हृताधिकारास्त्रिदशास्ताभ्याम् सर्वे निराकृताः महासुराभ्याम् ताम् देवीम् संस्मरन्त्यपराजिताम्। हृताधिकारास्त्रिदशास्ताभ्याम् सर्वे निराकृताः महासुराभ्याम् ताम् देवीम् संस्मरन्त्यपराजिताम्। The verb is samsmaranti. Samsmaranti is the verb, last word. Okay, remember whom? Remember whom? If you ask, tam devim samsmaranti. So those people remember this devi. Tam devim samsmaranti. And the deviyai dhyanikkirargal, ennugirargal. தாம் தேவீம் சம்ஸ்மரந்தி. அண்ட் கீதருஷீம் தேவீம் சம்ஸ்மரந்தி, விச் சார்ட் ஆஃப் தேவி டூ தே ரிமெம்பர்? இட் இஸ் செட் அபராஜிதாம், அபராஜிதாம் தாம் தேவீம் சம்ஸ்மரந்தி. அபராஜிதா, அபராஜித் means non-defeatable. Devi who cannot be defeated by anyone is called Aparajita. Parajita, defeatable. Defeated. Aparajita, non-defeated. Devi who is not defeated by anyone, who cannot be defeated by anyone, Aparajita. So, Vellappada mudiyada. வெல்லப்படாத. சர்வே தேவாக அபராஜிதாம் தாம் தேவீம் சம்ஸ்மரந்தி. ஆல் தேவாஸ் ரிமெம்பர் தட் நான் டிஃபீட்டபிள் தேவி, அன்டிஃபீட்டட் தேவி. அண்ட் ஹூ ஆர் த சர்வே மீன்ஸ் ஹூ? இட் இஸ் செட் த்ரிதசாக, சர்வே த்ரிதசாக. த்ரிதசாக இஸ் அனதர் வேர்ட் ஃபார் தேவாக. சர்வே த்ரிதசாக, ஆல் தேவாஸ் ரிமெம்பர் தட் அன்டிஃபீட்டட் தேவி. சர்வே த்ரிதசாக, சர்வே த்ரிதசாக, ஆல் தேவாஸ் ரிமெம்பர் தட் அன்டிஃபீட்டட் தேவி. வெல்லப்படாத அந்த தேவியை எண்ணுகிறார்கள். சர்வே த்ரிதசாக, ஆல் தேவாஸ் சம்ஸ்மரந்தி ரிமெம்பர் ஹூம்? தட் தேவி. விச் சார்ட் ஆஃப் தேவி? அபராஜிதாம் தாம் தேவீம் சம்ஸ்மரந்தி. ஓகே, நவ் வி அப்ஜெக்டிவ் ஃபார் திஸ் தேவாஸ். ஹூ ஆர் திஸ் தேவாஸ் ரிமெம்பர் தேவி? இஸ் செட் நிராகிருதாக, நிராகிருதாக த்ரிதசாக. நிராகிருதாக மீன்ஸ் நிராகிருதாக, who were rejected and chased away. நிராகரிக்கப்பட்டவர்கள். நிராகிருதாக மீன்ஸ் தேவாஸ் who were rejected and chased away. Abandoned also can say. Actually not abandoned, chased away. And who are they? Again, Hrita Adhikaraha. Hrita Adhikaraha. So, Hritaha Adhikaraha Yebhyaha. Te Hrita Adhikaraha. Devas, whose power has been snatched away. அபகரிக்கப்பட்ட அதிகாரத்தை உடையவர்கள். ஹிருத அதிகாராக மீன்ஸ் தேவாஸ் ஹூஸ் பொசிஷன் அண்ட் பவர் ஹாஸ் பீன் ஸ்னாச்ட் அவே. They are known as Hritadhikaraha. Okay. By whom? Mahasurabhyam. So, now finished. Tabhyam, Mahasurabhyam. By those two demons. Tabhyam, by those two. Mahasurabhyam, by two demons. By those two demons. Avvirvaral, Asurargalal. How will you say Avvirvaral of Asurargalal? By those two demons. Tabhyam, Mahasurabhyam. Tabhyam, Mahasurabhyam. Now I'm going to the full sentence. Hritadhikaraha, Nirakritaha, Sarve Tridashaha, Aparajitam, Tam Devim Samsmaranti. What does it mean now? And the 1 second, people who can't understand Tamil, please put up with me. Avvirvaral Asurargalal, Shumba Nishumbargalal, that's the meaning. Avvirvaral, Perum Asurargalal, Abaharikapatta Adhikarathayum, Odevargalum, Virattapattavargalumana, Yella Devargalum, தோற்கடிக்கப்பட முடியாத தேவியை அந்த தேவியை எண்ணினர். இஸ் த மீனிங். சோ தாப்யாம் மகாசுராபியாம் ஹிருதாதிகாராக நிராகிருதாக சர்வே த்ரிதசாக தாம் அபராஜிதாம் தேவீம் சம்ஸ்மரந்தி. இஸ் இட் கிளியர்? கிளியர்? தயாஸ்மாக்கம் வரோ தத்தோ யதா பத்ஸு ஸ்மிருதாகிலாஹ பவதாம் நாசயிஷ்யாமி தத்க்ஷணாத் பரமாபதஹ. தயாஸ்மாக்கம் வரோ தத்தோ யதா பத்ஸு ஸ்மிருதாகிலாஹ பவதாம் நாசயிஷ்யாமி தத்க்ஷணாத் பரமாபதஹ. I'm going to read two verses together. Iti kritva matim deva himavantam nageshwaram. Iti kritva matim deva himavantam nageshwaram. Jagmustatra tato devim vishnu mayam pratushtubuhu. Jagmustatra tato devim விஷ்ணு மாயாம் பிரதுஷ்டுவுஹு. ஓகே, ஐ வாண்ட் டு கிவ் எ டிஃபரண்ட் ஆர்டர் ஹியர். திஸ் டூ வர்சஸ் டுகெதர் யூ ஹாவ் டு சீ த மீனிங் டு கெட் த கம்ப்ளீட் சென்ஸ். தயாஸ்மாக்கம் வரோ தத்தோ யதா பத்ஸு ஸ்மிருதாகிலாஹ பவதாம் நாசயிஷ்யாமி தத்க்ஷணாத் பரமாபதஹ. இதி க்ருத்வா மதிம் தேவா ஹிமவந்தம் நகேஸ்வரம் ஜக்முஸ்தத்ர ததோ தேவீம் விஷ்ணு மாயாம் ப்ரதுஷ்டுவுஹு. ஓகே, நவ் ஃபர்ஸ்ட் வேர்ட் ஐம் கிவிங் யூ நாட் த வேர்ப் ஹியர் ஃபார் ஐம் கோயிங் டு கிவ் த போஸ் ஆர்டர் நவ். ஆபத்சு, ஆபத்சு ஆபத்து காலம், ஆபத்துகளில். ஆபத்சு மீன்ஸ் இன் டேஞ்சரஸ் சிச்சுவேஷன்ஸ். ஆபத்சு இன் டிஃபிகல்ட் சிச்சுவேஷன்ஸ், டியூரிங் ஹார்ட்ஷிப்ஸ். ஆபத்சு லோகட்டிவ் பொருள். ஆபத்சு மீன்ஸ் ஆபத்து வருகின்ற காலங்களில், ஆபத்து நெருகின்ற போது. ஆபத்சு இன் ஹார்ட் டிஃபிகல்ட் சிச்சுவேஷன்ஸ் or in dangerous situations. Apatsu smrita, smrita remembered, remembered Takshanat. Takshanat. At once. Immediately. Akkaname. Takshanat akkaname. Immediately. At once. Bhavatam. Bhavatam. Your. Ungaludaya. Your plural form. Bhavataha singular. Bhavatam plural. Bhavatam. Ungaludaya. Of you. Bhavatam of you all. Akhilaha. Akhilaha. All. Again all. First Bhavatam means of all of you. Of you. Of you. Ungaludaya. Akhilaha all. Parama apadaha. Parama apadaha means what now? Here parama means not exalted. Here parama means, parama apadaha means even fierce dangers or fierce hardships. Okay, parama apadaha. Big difficulties, fierce hardship, dangers. Just a minute. பெரிய ஆபத்துக்கள் கொடிய கொடிய ஆபத்துக்கள் பரமாபதா அகிலாக பரமாபதா நாசயிஷ்யாமி சி நாசயிஷ்யாமி ஐ ஷல் டிஸ்ட்ராய் நான் அழிப்பேன் ஃபியூச்சர் டென்ஸ் வெர்ப் நாசயாமி பிரசன்ட் டென்ஸ் நாசயிஷ்யாமி ஃபியூச்சர் டென்ஸ் நாசயாமி ஐ டிஸ்ட்ராய் நாசயிஷ்யாமி ஐ ஷல் டிஸ்ட்ராய் Okay, until now, Devi sentence, okay? He says, Apatsu smrita, within brackets, aham. Apatsu smrita aham, takshanat bhavatam akhilaha paramapadaha nasayishyami. Means what? See, in dangerous situations or in difficult situations, Remembered I, if I am remembered, then what I do? Takshanati, immediately, at once, I shall destroy all your even worst dangers, worst difficulties. Aapattu kalangalil, dhyanikkappatta naan, dhyanikkappaduhindra naan, dhyanikkappatta naan, தத்க்ஷணாத்து அக்கணத்திலேயே பவத்தாம் உங்கள் எல்லோருடைய பவத்தாம் உங்களுடைய அகிலாக பரமாபதா ஆல் டேஞ்சர்ஸ் ஆல் கொடி ஆபத்துகள் எல்லாம் நாசயிஷ்யாமி அழிப்பேன் யதா எப்படியோ ததா அப்படி ஆஸ் தத்தா இன் தட் மேனர் அஸ்மாக்கம் த யதா ததா டசன்ட் கன்வே எனி மீனிங் ஜஸ்ட் அஸ்மாக்கம் இன் சச் எ மேனர் யதா ததா ஹியர் மீன்ஸ் இன் சச் எ மேனர் அஸ்மாக்கம் ஃபார் அஸ் வரஹா தத்தா த பூன் வாஸ் கிவன் டு அஸ் த பூன் வாஸ் கிவன் டு அஸ் இதி தஸ் மதிம் கிருத்வா மதிம் கிருத்வா ஹேவிங் தாட் இன் த மைண்ட் மதிம் கிருத்வா மனதில் எண்ணிக்கொண்டு மதிம் கிருத்வா ஹேவிங் தாட் மென்ட் இன் த மைண்ட் ஆர் ஹேவிங் தாட் இட்ஸ் எனஃப் ஆர் மதிம் கிருத்வா ஹேவிங் Confirmed in this manner, having confirmed Devaha, all the Devas, Nageshwaram Himavantam. Nageshwar, Nagaha means mountain. Nagaha means mountain. Nageshwaraha means the king of mountains, lord of mountains. Nagaha means mountain. You know why mountain is called Nagaha? Na gachati iti Nagaha. Malaikar pere Nagaha. Nagangadiyadu. Nagaha. Nagaha means na gachati iti Nagaha. Na chalati iti achalaha. Thank God, mountain starts walking, what will happen? So mountain stays in one place. Na chalati iti achalaha. Na gachati iti Nagaha. Malaikar pere Nagaha. So, Nagaha means mountain. So, Naga Ishwaraha means what? Naganam Ishwaraha Nageshwaraha. Not Nagesh Kadiyad. Nageshwaraha means lord of mountains. Know who is lord of mountains? Himavan. Himavan means Himalaya. The mountain of snow. The lord of mountains, known as Himavan or Himalaya. So Nageshwaraha Himavan. Malaigalukku thalivanana thalivanagirikkindra Himayamalai. It's called Nageshwaraha Himavan. In objective case, Nageshwaram Himavantam. So all devas reached the Himalaya, the lord of mountains. Devaha Nageshwaram Himavantam Jagmuhu. So Jagmuhu reached, had reached. Jagmuhu Gatavantaha. See the verb Gachati. It means reaches and also attains and goes. So Jagmuhu, they had reached. Now how should you understand? Devaha Nageshwaram Himavantam Jagmuhu. Devas reached Himavan, the lord of all mountains. Devargal Malaigalukku Thalaivanana Imayamalaiyai Adaindhargal. That's the literal meaning. Devaha Nageshwaram Himavantam Jagmuhu. Jagmuhu means what? Gatavantaha. Gatavantaha. Within brackets you can have. Tataha. Thereafter. After reaching the place Himalayas. What did they do? Tataha. Thereafter. Tatra. There. In that place. Vishnu Mayam Devim. Vishnu Mayam Devim. Vishnu Maya means the great power. Vishnu Maya means all pervasive power. Devi, who is all pervasive power. Vishnu Mayam Devim. Vyanityam Vyapitrikindra Perum Shakti Ahya Devi. Vishnu Mayam Devi, the all pervasive power Devi, Pratushtubuhu. Pratushtubuhu means Stutavantaha, praised, glorified. Pratushtubuhu means had praised, glorified. You can say stutavantaha. Pratushtubuhu means stutavantaha. Or you can say prastutavantaha. Prastutavantaha. Now, tudittarhal. That's all the meaning. What it means? See, devas, all the devas reached the great mountain Himalayas, thinking what thinking what Matim Krutva, thinking what that Devi, that thinking that they were given the boon. What boon? As though Devi told him. So whenever you remember me in hardships, immediately whenever I am remembered by you, whenever I am remembered by you all, immediately at once, I shall destroy all, even worst dangers, worst problems. Okay. Thinking that this boon was given to them, all the devas reached the great mountain, the Lord of Mountains, Himalayas. And there, they glorified, they praised Devi. Is it clear? See, in Sanskritam, there is no direct, indirect speech. Another takrar. So we have to do the, we have to say only direct speech. What is it? What it means is, Aapattu kalangalil smrita dhyanikkappatta naan ennappatta naan tatkshanam appozhudhe bhavatam akilaha paramapadaha ungalludaiya ella vidhamana kodiya aapathugalaiyum naashayishyami alpen eppadi alpeno yatha naashayishyami eppadi alpeno tatha avvidham asmakam varaha dattaha அழிப்பேன் என்று சொல்லுவது போல எங்களுக்கு வரமானது கொடுக்கப்பட்டது. ஆபத்து காலங்களில் எண்ணப்பட்ட நான் அப்பொழுதே உங்களுடைய கொடிய கஷ்டங்களை எல்லாம் அழிப்பேன் என்று சொல்வது போல எங்களுக்கு வரம் அளிக்கப்பட்டது என்று மனதில் முடிவு செய்து தேவர்கள் அரசு மலையரசனான இமயமலையை அடைந்தனர். அங்கு அவர்கள் விஷ்ணுமாயை துதித்தார்கள். This is the literal meaning. This is the word by word meaning. Divaji, don't worry. Okay? Don't worry. You didn't miss anything. Is it clear now? I have given you. See, the thing is, in Sanskritam, there is no indirect speech. See, devas think. Okay? It seems, devas telling, they decided in their minds, devas. What is that? We were given the bones. See, devas think in their minds. I mean, they think they have made up their mind that they were given the bones. And thinking they were given the bones, and they went to Himalayas. They reached Himalayas, and there they praised Devi. Okay, what bone was given to them? It seems directly. Devi tells, whenever I am remembered by you all, then immediately at once I'll appear there and I shall destroy all your worst difficulties also in life. Okay? And they thought this bone was given to them. And having made up their mind that they were given this boon, they happily reached the Himalayan mountain. And there they had praised Devi. Okay, now with this, the introduction is over. Now begins the stuti. Very simple hereafter, but very nice also. Okay. So now, where do these devas praise Devi, glorify Devi? Prastutavantaha. I said prastutavantaha. I mean, they had praised, glorified Devi. Where? In Himalayas. Because they all, Nageshwaram Himavantam Jagmuhu, there they praised. Okay. Devaha ochuhu. Means devas said. Devas had said. No. Namo devyei mahadevyei shivayei satatam namaha. Namo prakrityei bhadrayei Niyatav pranatasmatam. Namo devyai mahadevyai shivayai satatam namaha. Namah prakrityai bhadrayai niyatav pranatasmatam. Okay. So here, now we are going to repeatedly this word namaha, namaha, namaha will come. And always remember, namaha means obeisance, salutations, prostrations. Obeisance, salutations, prostrations is the meaning. So, and this word should go with the fourth case only. Namak vanakkam, when you say yaarukku na kepa namba. Yaarai vanakkam solla maata. Yaarukku, to whom. The word salutation, namaha, should always go with the fourth case. Therefore, fourth case comes. Now, namo, if you break it, namaha. Salutations unto Devi. Devyai, to the Devi. And who is this Devi? Mahadevi, the great Devi. Again, the word Devi means Devi who shines. Devi means one who is effulgent. Devaha, masculine, Devi, feminine. So, great Devi, salutations unto Devi, the great Devi, great goddess. And who is this Shiva? So see, all the words are in fourth case. Devyai, Mahadevyai, Shivayai, Satatam, Namaha. Satatam, always. Satatam, always. We offer our salutation. We offer, I'm adding. We offer our salutations always to Devi, the great Devi, the great goddess. And who is of the nature of auspiciousness, or the source of auspiciousness. Shiva means the source of auspiciousness, or bestower of auspiciousness. I guess Shiva better, in the source of auspiciousness. Salutations, we offer our salutations always to Devi, the great Devi, source of auspiciousness. Okay. Mahadevyai, Devyai, Namaha. Shivayai, Satatam, Namaha. Now all day we must have done twice Namaskaram. Mahadevyai, Devyai, Namaha. First Namaskaram. Second Namaskaram. Shivayai, Satatam, Namaha. Second Namaskaram. Third namaskaram, prakrityai bhadrayai namaha. Prakrityai bhadrayai namaha. Prakrityai means what? To Devi. Devi who is the primordial cause. Devi, the material cause. Prakritihi. Prakritihi, the material cause. Prakrityai. The primordial cause or material cause. And then Bhadrayai. All the word fourth case. Bhadrayai Namaha. The Munda Namaskaram. The very important mantras. And I get a lot of punyam by this. So Bhadra also means she who is auspicious. Salutations unto Devi who is auspiciousness. Because Bhadra, Shiva mean the same. So, Prakrityai Bhadrayai Namaha. You should say, you must write like this. Mahadevyai Devyai Namaha. Shivayai Satatam Namaha. Second sentence. Third sentence. Prakrityai Bhadrayai Namaha. Then, fourth sentence. Then, Tam. Tam means her. Niyataha, as we disciplined people, Niyataha means disciplined people, we disciplined people, Pranataha Sma. See, Sma means we remain. Sma means we remain bowing, Pranataha. We remain bowing to her as disciplined people. We remain bowing to her as we, the disciplined people, remain bowing to her. Are we disciplined devotees remain bowing to her? Is it clear? Niyataha na ஒழுங்குடைய பக்தியுடையவர்களாக நான் வணங்கியவர்களாக இருக்கிறோம். அவளை வணங்கியவர்களாக இருக்கிறோம். தாம் வி பிரணதாக ஸ்மன வணங்கியவர்களாக இருக்கிறோம். வணங்கி இருக்கிறோம். So we remain bowing to her. We disciplined devotees remain bowing to her. This is the meaning of the first verse. நமோ தேவியை மகாதேவியை சிவாயை சததம் நமஹ. நமஹ பிரகிருத்யை பத்ராயை நியதாஹ பணதாஹ ஸ்ம தாம். இஸ் இட் கிளியர்? பணதாஹ, இஸ் இட் கிளியர்? ஓகே. த தாம்னா அவளை, அவளை வணங்கி வணங்கி நிற்கிறோம், வணங்கியவர்களாக இருக்கிறோம். Okay, next. Raudrayai namo nityayai gauryai dhatryai namo namaha. Jyotsnayai chendurupinyai sukhayai hatatam namaha. Raudrayai namo nityayai gauryai dhatryai namo namaha. Jyotsnayai chendurupinyai சுகாயை ஹததம் நமஹ. ரௌத்ராயை, ரௌத்ராயை நமஹ. ஃபர்ஸ்ட் நமஹ, ரௌத்ராயை நமஹ. So salutations unto தேவி, the power of Rudra. Salutations unto Devi, the power of Rudra. Then what you should know, Rudra means what? The power of Rudra, eliminator of sorrow. So Devi herself is the power that eliminates the power which eliminates the sorrow is called Raudra Shakti. The power which eliminates the sorrow is called Raudra Shakti. Rudrasya Shakti Raudra. Rudrasya Shakti Raudra. So Rudraha means what? Rutam Dravayati iti Rudraha. The one who drives away sorrow. Rut means sorrow. Rutam. துக்கத்தை, ருதம், திராவயதி இதி ருத்ரஹா. The one who drives away sorrow is Rudraha. And Devi is the very power of Rudra. Therefore she is called Raudra. Raudra or Raudra Shakti. Therefore Raudrayai means salutations unto Devi Raudra, the power, the eliminating power of sorrow. Salutations unto Devi Raudra, the eliminating power of sorrow, power of Rudraha. You know, Raudraye Namaha. Is it clear now? Okay, next word. Nityaye Gaurye Namaha. Next, Nityaye Gaurye Namaha. Okay, salutations unto Gauri. Salutations unto Gauri, the daughter of Giri. Salutations unto Gauri, the daughter of mountain Giri, who is eternal. Who is eternal, ever present in all three periods of time. Nitya, Devikurpe Nitya. Nitya means she who is eternal, timeless. She who is ever present in all three periods of time, present, past and future. And she is Gauri, the daughter of mountain. Giri. Girehe putri Gauri. Parvatasya putri Parvati. Same meaning. Malai Mahal. How will you say? Gauri. Girija. Girija, Gauri, Parvati. All the words mean the same. Parvatasya putri Parvati. Girehe putri Gauri. Girehe jata Girija. Himavataha putri Haimavati. Himavataha putri Haimavati. Ella Ambalak Parvatika Attanaver. So many names of Devi. Nanikkedu nalladha inniki. Okay. The vaaya solnaade punyam da namakku. Kekkradum punyam. Okay. So, Nityaye Gaurye Namaha. Salutations unto Devi, the daughter of the mountain, who is eternal, timeless, ever present in all three periods of time, present, past and future. Nityaye Gaurye Namaha. Next, Ella Kalangalilum Irukkindra Gaurikku Vanakkam. Next, Dhatriyai Namaha. Third Namaha vandirchipo. Every word should have 3-4 Namaha. Dhatriyai Namaha. Dhatri is the word. Dhatri. Abdingirathu Ambalukku oru per. Dhatri. Dhata na Anbal. So masculine gender word Dhata. Feminine gender word Dhatri. Dhatri means the supporter, sustainer. Salutations unto Devi, who is in the form of the mother, who is in the form of the earth, the sustainer of all the beings. Dhatri Namo Namaha. Dhatri Namaha. Okay, next one. De. Jyotsna. And the fourth case, you can add after. Jyotsna. Just like tell the names of Devi. Then you can say to her. Okay. Jyotsna. How many Devi's name I can give? Raudra, Nitya, Gauri, Dhatri, Jyotsna. Jyotsna. Okay, Jyotsna means Chandrika. Chandrika means light of the moon, effulgence of the moon. Moonlight is called Jyotsna. Not Jyotihir. Jyotihir literally means any effulgence. Here Jyotsna or Chandrika means Akaranta Strilinga Shabdaha, which means moonlight. So, salutations unto Devi, who is in the form of the light of the moon, or who is like the light of the moon. Jyotsna, Jyotsnai. Then Indu Rupini. Indu who means what? The moon. She who is in the form of the moon and the moonlight. Indu Rupini. Indu who? Moon. Indu Rupini. Indu Rupini. Chandran Vadivinal. She who is in the form of moon and the moonlight. Jyotsna, the moonlight. Chandrika. And Induhu, moon. So Indu Rupini, Chana, salutations unto Devi, who is in the form of moon and who is in the form of the light of the moon. Jyotsnai Indu Rupinyai. One more word is there. Sukhayai. Sukha. Sukha means Sukharupini. Sukha means Sukharupini. So who is in the form of joy? Who is in the form of joy or happiness? Fullness. So salute now, satatam namaha, always salutations. So we offer our salutations, nama, always to Devi, who is in the form of happiness or fullness, and who is in the form of moon, and who is in the form of moonlight. Jyotsnai Indu Rupinyai Sukhai Satatam Namaha. Is it clear? Okay. Ipella all the words on fourth case, so it's easy for you to understand. Raudraye Namaha, Nityaye Gaurye Namaha, Dhatriye Namaha, Jyotsnai Indu Rupinyai Sukhai Cha. Hatatam namaha. Finished. Next verse. Kalyanyai pranatam vridhyai siddhyai kurmo namo namaha. Kalyanyai pranatam vridhyai siddhyai kurmo namo namaha. Nairityai bhubhrutam lakshmi Sarvanyaite namo namaha. Nairityai bhubhrutam lakshmi Sarvanyaite namo namaha. Okay, so here Kalyanyai. Kalyanyai. Oh, no, sorry, first. Pranatam Kalyanyai Namaha. Pranatam Kalyanyai Ridhyai Siddhyai Vridhyai Siddhyai Namaha. First sentence starts like this. Pranatam Kalyanyai Kama Vridhyai Kama Siddhyai Namaha. This is the first sentence. Got it? Pranatam Kalyanyai Ridhyai Siddhyai Namaha. So salutations unto Devi, I guess the Kalyani also means the same. Salutations unto Devi, who is the bestower of auspiciousness to those who bow to her. வணங்குகின்றவர்களுக்கு மங்களத்தை செய்கின்றவள். பிரணதாம் கல்யாணி. பிரணதாம் மீன்ஸ் of those people who bow to her. Pranatam means those people who bow. Pranatam kalyanyai kalyani. Pranatam kalyani means what? Bestower of auspiciousness. Kalyani means bestower of auspiciousness. To whom bestower of auspiciousness to those people who bow to her. Pranatam, even though it means of, when you take it in the fourth case. Pranatam Kalyani. Okay, next. First name is Pranatam Kalyani means the bestower of auspiciousness to those who bow to her. The next, Riddhihi. Vriddhihi or Riddhihi, both mean the same. Vriddhihi is next name of Devi. Let us know all the names, then you can make it fourth case. Vriddhihi or Riddhihi. Prosperity. Riddhihi means prosperity. Prosperity itself is Devi. Riddhihi, prosperity. Then Siddhihi. Siddhihi means all eightfold occult powers. Siddhihina, eightfold occult powers. Now, the first sentence ends here. Pranatam Kalyanyai Ruddhyai Siddhyai Namaha means what? Salutations unto Devi, who is in the form of eightfold occult powers, who herself is prosperity, the bestower of auspiciousness to those who bow to her. Is it clear? Okay. Salutations unto Devi, in the form of eightfold occult powers, prosperity, and the bestower of auspiciousness to those who bow to her. Unto her salutations. Another, Pranatam Kalyanyai Siddhyai Riddhyai Siddhyai Namaha. Is it clear? Okay, next. Kurmyai Namaha. Sorry. See, next is Kurmo Namaha. Oh, Kurmo Namo Namaha, not Kurmi. Sorry. Kurmo Namo Namaha. Siddhyai Kurmo Namo Namaha. Kurmaha. Kurmaha, we do salutation. We do. Kurmaha, seigirom. Namaskarangalai seigirom. Namo Namaha, Kurmaha. Means we offer salutations unto her. Kurmaha. This another version also is there. In the place of Kurmaha, if you put the Kurmyai. See, if in the place of Kurmaha, if you put the Kurmyai, another version within the bracket, Kurmyai means the power of Vishnu in the form of Kurmaha. So Kurmyai Namaha means Kurmi means the power of Vishnu. Kurmi means power of Lord Vishnu. And Kurmaha means turtle. Therefore, Kurmi means the power of Lord Vishnu incarnated as the turtle. Kurma avataram. Kurmyai namaha. So in the book la Kurmaha narku, this another version is like this. Therefore, Kurmyai namo namaha means salutations unto Devi, the power of Vishnu incarnated as the turtle. Kurmyai namo namaha. Okay. Salutations. Then next. Nairutyai. Okay, next word. Nairutihi. Nairutyai is the fourth case. What is the name, actual word, nominative? Nairutihi. Nairutihi. Nairutihi literally means north, southwest. But here, Nairutihi means the power of the demons also. Nairutihi means the power of demons. Bhubhritam Lakshmi. Bhubhritam Lakshmi. Okay. See, I wanted to know. Bhu means earth. Bhu means earth. Bhubhrit means king. Bhubhrit ngirudhu. Bhuhu Bharati iti Bhubhrit. Bhubhrit means king. Bhubhritam means of the kings. Arasargal udaya. Bhubhrit na arasan. Arasargal udaya na Bhubhritam. Takaranta shabdo. So, Bhubhrit means king. Bhubhritam means of the kings. This is Lakshmi. So, she is the kingdom, the wealth of the kings. Rajashri. Bhubhritam Lakshmi means Devi, who is the kingdom. Devi, who is in the form of kingdom, the wealth of kings. Bhubhritam Lakshmi. Then next, Lakshmi Namaha. Then Sharvani. Sharvani. Well, interesting word, okay? You must know this. Sarvaha means Lord Shiva. Sarvaha. Sarva Sarva Shivasthanur Bhota Dharnidhiravyayaha. Surprised to know, Shiva's name comes in Vishnu Sahasranama as the name of Vishnu. Shivaha, another word for Shivaha is what? Now, Lord Shiva's another word is Sarvaha. The palatal sha, palatal sha. Sarvaha means Lord Shiva. Sarvahana Shiva. Now, Sarvani means power of Shiva. You have seen already power of Shiva. Sarvani. Or you can say wife of Shiva. The power of so Shiva is known as wife of Shiva because of inseparability, seen as Shiva, Patni, wife. So Sharvani means the power of Sharva, therefore wife of Parv, inseparable power, therefore wife of Sharva is Sharvani. So Te to you, Namaha salutations. Now if you pray at the Pranatam Kalyanyai Siddhyai, Vridhyai Siddhyai Namaha. So salutations unto Devi, who is in the form of eightfold powers, who is in the form of prosperity and who is the bestower of all auspiciousness to those who bow to her. The first namaskar. Pranatam kalyanyai vriddhyai siddhyai namaha. The next sentence. Kurmyai namaha. Salutations unto Kurmi, the power of Vishnu in the form of turtle, who incarnated as turtle. Next. Nairutyai bubhrutam lakshmi namaha. Nairutyai bubhrutam lakshmi namaha. Salutations unto Devi, the wealth or kingdom, the wealth of kings, the power of demons. So unto her salutations. Nairutyai bubhrutam lakshmi namaha. Finally, sarvanyai te namaha. Salutations, Devi, salutations unto you, the wife of Shiva, Sharva. Sharva means the one who, one in whom everything resolves. Sharvaha. Sharvati. Bhagavan Shiva is called Sharvati. No, Sharvati iti Sharvaha. Sharvati means one who kills, one who destroys. The resolver of everything is called Sharvaha. Anithayum aithu tannul olukkuhindravan. Therefore, Devi is the power of, inseparable power of Sharva, the resolver of everything, the destroyer of everything. Sharvati means destroys, kills, resolves. So Sharvaha. And Sharvani is what? The power of the Lord, the destroyer of everything. Unto her salutations. Eppadi solno? Pranatam kalyanyai vriddhyai siddhyai namaha. Kurmyai namaha. Nairatyai bhubhrutam lakshmyai namaha. Sharvanyai te namaha. Is it clear?
Yes, Swamini, why it is te instead of singular?
To you. Yeah, see, we are addressing Devi.
It's a dvivachan. Is it not a dual case?
No. Te means tubhyam.
Tubhyam te.
Means tubhyam. Tubhyam to you.
Okay. Thank you. Now, I was thinking of dual te.
No.
Thank you.
Te means tubhyam. Tubhyam namaha. Umakka namaskaram.
Thank you so much.
See, all the words must be only in fourth case. Because namaha comes. Is it clear, Binaji? Okay. We can do one more word and stop it, okay? And afterward, next week, I'm very easy. Next class will be very, very easy. Durgayai Durgaparayai Sarayai Sarvakarinyai Khyatyai Tathaiva Krishnayai Dhumrayai Hatatam Namaha. Durgayai Durgaparayai Sarayai Sarvakarinyai Khyatyai Tathaiva Krishnayai Dhumrayai Hatatam Namaha. Now, Durgayai Namaha. Okay, no, first, only one Namaha is here. Durgayai, Durgaparayai, Sarayai, Sarvakaranyai, Khyatyai, Tathaiva Krishnayai, Dhumrayai, Hatatam Namaha. Now, very easy. Satatam Namaha, always salutations unto Devi. Who is this Devi? You can say all the names are in fourth case only. First name is Durga. Durga means not reachable, not attained, not inaccessible. Devi is not easily reachable, inaccessible. Who cannot be known easily, who cannot be attained easily. Durga. Then Durga Para. Next word is Durga Para. The word Durga means hardship also. Durga means she who cannot be attained easily is called Durga. But Durga, next word Durga means hardships, problems, sorrow. And Para. Paran means she who enables to cross the sorrow, to overcome the sorrow. Dukkattai kadakkat cheyhindraval, Durga Para. She who helps or enables overcome sorrow. She who enables cross, overcome, is called Durga Para. She who enables or helps to cross the sorrow, Durga Para. Kashtangalai kadakka cheyhindraval. Okay. Then Sara. Sara. Durga Para. Sara. Third name is what? Sara. Sara means she who is the very essence or the strength. She who is the very strength. Then Sarvakarini. Sarvakarini, the performer of everything. Sarvakarini means the performer of everything. Then Khyatihi. Khyatihi Khyatihi means fame. She who is in him of fame. One meaning. One meaning is she who is in the form of fame. And another word is she who is in the form of knowledge of divisions or divided world. She who is in the form of knowledge of division. Khyatihi. The next word is Tatha, as well. Then Krishna. Krishna means she who is dark, attractive. She who is dark or attractive. Then Dhumra. Dhumra. Dhumra means she who is in the form of smoky complex color. Puhai vadivinal. Puhai varnathinal. Dhumra. Dhumra means she who is a smoky complexion, dark colored. That's one meaning. All the Krishna on the channel, attractive. Then Dhumra also means purple complexion. She who is of purple complexion. She who is of dark, attractive, purple complexion. Instead of Krishna, Dhumra. Then Satatam Namaha, always salutations. Now, how should you understand? See, Durga, Durga Para, Sara, Sarvakarini, Khyatihi, Krishna, Dhumra. Now make all fourth case words. Durgayai, Durga Parayai, Sarayai, Sarva Karanyai, Khyatyai, Tatha Eva Krishnayai, Dhumrayai, Satatam Namaha. Salutations unto Devi, who is of purple, dark, attractive complexion, who is in the form of the knowledge of divided world, and who is in the form of fame, who the maker of everything, the strength, and who enables cross hardships or difficulties, problems, and she who cannot be attained easily, who is inaccessible. Durgayai, Durgaparayai, Sarayai, Sarvakaranyai, Khyatyai, Tathaiva, Krishnayai, Dhumrayai, Hatatam Namaha. So, Ariyappada Mudiyadavalum, Ella Vidavana Kashtangalirindum Kakkindravalum, Balamayagave Irikkindravalum, Ellavatrim Seigindravalum, வேறுபாடான ஞானத்மாக இருப்பவளும் புகழாக இருப்பவளும் கருத்தவளாக இருப்பவளாக இந்த தூம்ர வர்ணமா உடையவளாகவும் இருக்கின்ற தேவிக்கு எப்பொழுதும் வணக்கங்கள். இஸ் இட் கிளியர்? பத்மினி மா, சரியாயிடுச்சா? துர்காயை துர்கபாராயை சாராயை சர்வகாரண்யை க்யாத்யை ததைவ கிருஷ்ணாயை தும்ராயை ததம் நமஹ. நெக்ஸ்ட் ஒன்லி ஒன் வர்ஸ். ஐ கேன் ஸ்டாப், யூ ஆர் டயர்ட், ஐ கேன் ஸ்டாப் இட். இட்ஸ் ஓகே டு ஸ்டாப் ஆர் டு வி டு ஒன் மோர் வர்ஸ்? ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி.